You're listening to This Woman Can, episode 34, time for a mid-year reset. Welcome to This Woman Can, the women's leadership podcast and your source of information related to women's leadership, female entrepreneurship, personal success and career advancement. I'm your host, Janice Sutherland, executive coach, leadership development expert, and the author of This Woman Can, the No Bullshit Guide for Women Who Lead. And now, this week's episode. Hey everybody, and welcome to this week's edition of This Woman Can. I'm your host, Janice Sutherland, and can you believe, if you're listening to this in real time, we are almost through the first half of 2019. How's it going for you? We're almost into the second half of the year, and this time of year, I always do a little, let's have a look at a little investigation to how I'm getting on and looking for how I've progressed against the targets I'd set myself for the previous 6 months, maybe for the rest of the year. But if you're examining, if you go through examining the last 6 months, and you feel a little blah, especially in your career wise, there's nothing to stop you doing a career refresh. And there's a couple of things you can do to jumpstart to your motivation, find a little inspiration, and really focus on your own upward trajectory if that was your focus for 2019 to get ahead in your career. There's quite a few things you can do to give your career a boost, and I'm going to take you through a couple of those things we can do. So we need to show who 2019 is the boss, and the hint is, there's no hint, don't look, just look in the mirror, because it's you. The first thing you want to be doing is making sure you are healthy in mind and body. So do a little self-check. How are you feeling? How is your mind? How's your body? Have you taken time to restore the energy you've spent over the past few months? Be honest. Have you attended those appointments you scheduled for yourself, your checkups? Are you bringing in some self-care in for yourself? Or are you feeling a little burnt out? Before we dive into how you can actually blow up your career and give your career a glow up, we need to check in on your mind and body first. So ask yourself the questions I've just asked you, and be honest with yourself. And if you have an outstanding appointment, some checkups you need to do, even if it's just down to your dental appointment and you've been avoiding them, make them your priority. Then after that, take a good, real hard, honest look at how you feel. Make sure you're getting enough healthy food, you're sleeping, you're drinking lots of water, and you're getting some exercise. And when you're feeling you've caught up to the optimal version of yourself, then we can get some career work going. The next thing you want to do, especially if you're now looking for your next career move, is making sure you're projecting yourself in the best possible light. And believe it or not, that's where online comes in handy. And I'm not talking about just normal social media. We think about Facebook, we think about Twitter. I'm thinking about LinkedIn. LinkedIn is the place to go if you're really serious about getting ahead, finding out your career and pushing yourself forward. And even if you're not looking for a job, you really need to make sure that your LinkedIn profile is up to date, because more and more employers are using this as a source of reference when they're looking at employees or people they're inviting to interview. So take a look at your profile, update the sections that maybe lack some detail. Think about that project you did earlier this year, the achievements you had, put them all in the experience section. Make sure the photo you have is extra professional, no selfies, no phone selfies. Head over to my page in LinkedIn, I am Janice Sutherland, you'll see what I mean, how you can maximize your profile on LinkedIn. Give and get some endorsements. Nothing speaks stronger about what you can do than having people endorse the work you do. So get that from past and present co-workers. And if you don't have one, write your summary. The next thing you can do if you're at work is have a look at your company handbook. Now, not all career refreshes are created equally. You're not always looking for an entirely new job. Maybe you're happy with the organization. You like the benefits, you like the people you work with, but you just want a little burst of inspiration, something to just get you out of your comfort zone a little bit. And, you know, the best place to start is to look at where you already work, where you're already working. Have a look at your employee handbook, especially if you've been there a while. It could have been rewritten since we first started. We forget what the what's available to us and the benefits. And, you know, so have a look at that. Look at what opportunities your company probably offers that you haven't taken advantage of. What about those vacation days you haven't been taking? You know, come on, get a grip. You need to get out there and make sure you're taking your vacation and using it to your advantage. Does your company offer educational allowances, stipends, grants? Do they offer mentorship opportunities? Take a look through your company handbook. Speak to the HR department, see what opportunities are there. Speak to people in other departments. It also, the handbook gives you some ideas on how to align your trajectory with the organization's mission statement, policies, and work ethic. Next on my list, number four, is to confront a fear. Now, you don't have to get in the lion's cage. I'm not talking about that or walk into the bear's den. I'm talking about the fears that we have, our professional fears, the ones that are silently holding us back. We don't talk about it, but they make us afraid to actually put ourselves forward. Maybe that's public speaking. Maybe that's making presentations in meetings. If you do have those fears, you know, remember these kind of things are holding you back from putting yourself forward, but you can get over that. Just try taking baby steps to actually leave your comfort zone. Maybe you've been growing tremendously within your company, but you haven't seen a pay raise for a number of years or for a while. In that case, it may be a time to discuss a pay raise or promotion with your boss. It's mid-year. This is when our mid-year reviews often come up. Make sure you're comfortable stating your case as to what you've attributed to the organization this year and why you deserve that raise. Don't just go in saying, look, give me some money. You know, actually put your case together as to why you are worthy of that raise. There are also little ways to chip away your fears. You just need to look at that. Just chip away at those fears, because what's the worst thing that could happen if you try putting your hand up at a meeting, if you volunteer to chair a meeting, you have a challenging conversation with somebody? Just raise your hand, share that idea you have, sign up that project management course, go for that stretch job, go for that reach job. There's nothing wrong with doing that. The next thing is, remember I said about your vacation days, take them. If you haven't taken or scheduled a single vacation day 6 months into the year, do it right now. Take that time, you have actually earned it. Just like I discussed earlier on, you have to take care of you. If you have paid vacation, take it. You don't need to travel. You can have a staycation. You can stay where you are. Just turn off the phones. Make yourself less accessible. Just give yourself time to refresh and recover. Book yourself into a day spa. Don't burn yourself out. Take your vacation days. This is the only way you're going to make sure you can see the next 6 months through. You've earned them and they're yours. The next thing I'd say, if you want to brush up on your industry, what's happening in the industry, is read some industry specific books. No matter what industry and what or where you work, what field you're working, there's probably a thought leader, somebody who's wrote some groundbreaking book on that particular area. Read it. We know that some books can be a little bit boring. They can be full of useless platitudes. You're about marketing, sales, management, but every book will have a nugget for you. Even if it's something you already intrinsically know, it's no harm in refreshing your knowledge. You know, they can remind you a method you've tried in the past or a trick of the trade you'd long forgotten. Use books as a refresher, reminder, or a way to completely learn some new points of view, because yeah, books are awesome. I love reading. So, and if failing that, if it's not an industry book, what I always like doing right now is picking up autobiographies, and there's some great autobiographies out there where you can just learn about people's careers and how they got to where they are, and you can take some nuggets from that. Number seven is take an online course. I am a little biased here, of course, because I do offer my own online programs, but I do love some online learning. And I've heard countless women in the phase of a career ask the question, should I just go back to university? Well, sometimes the answer is yes, but it really does depend on what you're trying to go for. You know, other times the answer is a maybe. You could be just looking to learn new skills within a new industry. And there's probably an introductory online course that allow you to get on that path. You can start your learning without accruing all that additional debt that comes with taking a degree. You know, I see women lots of multiple degrees, but sometimes it's not the degree you need. It's the knowledge of a particular niche or a field you're going into. And if you're thirsty for more, try more online classes. See if your employer offers additional learning avenues. Learning opportunities are everywhere. Take advantage of them. Head over to my website, thiswomancan.coach, and see some of the programs I actually offer as well. Number 8 is find a mentor. Find someone with your dream career. Whether they're more suddenly more senior in your organization or a similar role in your dream company, find a mentor who can advise you. Don't be shy. Remember, I talked about having the fears. Get over the fear and ask a mentor. A mentor can be great for a variety of career moves. If you're looking for a mentor within your company with the intention of growing and advancing in-house, she can give you real great steps, or he, on how to do so. And if you're looking to move into an entirely new field or industry, consider looking for a potential mentor there. You can even use a networking platform. Remember, I talked about LinkedIn. Again, it's a great idea why your profile needs to be up to date, because you can build rapport with future mentors. And as I said, that's where your revamped profile really comes in handy. The tools to find your mentor are out there. You just need to utilize them. Number 9, it's give some advice to others. It's not all about going one way. And this may seem a little backward to you, but hear me out. Sometimes when you're in a crisis of career, and I know I do this a lot actually, you're also in a great place to give advice. Just like pretty much any advice, we tend to give it better than we receive it. So when someone's asking you something and you can hear yourself telling them what to do, you're thinking, maybe I should take a taste of my own medicine. Maybe I should actually be doing something that I'm advising this person to do. So giving advice, especially to someone in a similar position career-wise, will get your own mind going. And if you're giving advice, as I said, think about how it can apply to your own situation. You know, start an advice loop, relishing the giving and the receiving, you know, because you see it through a different lens when you look at it from somebody else's angle. Number 10 is challenge yourself. And this is a big one for me, is challenge yourself. If after listening to this, you're thinking, wow, I'm still a little bit stuck. It's not about my career. I'm feeling a little bit stuck. I have the answer. And I said to you about online programs. I am launching the This Woman Can 30-Day Mindset Challenge to a few selected women. And, you know, this will be a 30-day, as I said, at least a minimum 30-day program. There are different options for you. Because I am seeing a trend amongst so many women who don't have a clear direction and they need some focus on clarity on what and where to go next. They feel really stuck and they just need a change, but I really don't know how to get there. They're not feeling confident and they're allowing all their fears to hold them back. And they just need a little motivation to push themselves forwards. Or sometimes we just want to be able to put ourselves first. You know, we get caught up with the family, the spouses, the people around us, and we don't have any time for ourselves. So if any of this sounds relevant to you, you just need to head over to my website, thiswomancan.coach, to sign up for the This Woman Can 30-Day Mindset Reset Challenge, where I'll be talking you through 30 days of how you can actually build a plan for the next 6 months, get out of your own way, get over your fears. And I am feeling really inspired at the moment. I'm really excited about the program and I will really love to have you on board. So as I said, head over to my website, thiswomancan.coach, for more information. So that's pretty much it. Oh, just to add, I was the other side of the mic this week. So you want to head, if you want to hear more of my dulcet tones or hear another great podcast, head over to Carry On Friends. It's a Caribbean American experience podcast. And I was the guest. I was lucky enough to be the guest with Carrie Ann this week, talking about my experience of migrating from the UK to the Caribbean. Again, great mindset, reset, change there. You know, I had to change mindset in order to get over what I've known all of my life and completely change careers and countries. So that remains to be said. That's me for this week. I've hoped you enjoyed this episode. Please feel free to rate, review, subscribe, share the episode. You know I always value your input. As I said, head over to my website, thiswomancan.coach, for more information to register for the 30-day This Woman Can Mindset Reset Challenge. And I look to speak to you next time. Take care. Remember, if I can, you can, this woman can. Until next time. You've been listening to the This Woman Can podcast, brought to you by This Woman Can, the no bullshit guide for women who lead, available on Amazon and Kindle. For more information about the training and consulting services offered for women who lead, including one-on-one executive coaching and group masterminds, visit thiswomancan.coach.